శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 43 బాబాస్ పాసింగ్ అవే కంటిన్యూడ్ ప్రిపరేషన్ సమాధి మందిర్ బ్రేకింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద బ్రిక్ 72 హవర్స్ సమాధి జోక్స్ సన్యాస్ బాబాస్ నెక్టర్ లైక్ వర్డ్స్ Chapter 43 and 44 continue the story of Baba's passing away, and therefore they are taken together. Previous preparation. It is the general practice among the Hindus that when a man is about to die, some good religious scripture is read out to him with the object that his mind should be drawn from worldly things and fixed in spiritual matters, so that his future progress should be natural and easy. Everybody knows that when King Parikshita was cursed by the son of Brahmin Rishi and was to die after a week, the great sage Sukadev expounded to him the famous Bhagavat Purana in that week. This practice is followed even now, and the Gita, Bhagavat and other sacred books are read out to dying person. Baba, being an incarnation of God, needed no such help. But just to set an example to the people, he followed this practice. When he knew that he was to pass away soon, he asked one, Mr. Ves, to read Ram Vijaya to him. Mr. Vasi read the book once in the week. Then Baba asked him to read the same again day and night, and he finished the second reading in 3 days. Thus, 11 days passed. Then again he read for 3 days and was exhausted. So Baba let him go and kept himself quiet. He abided in himself and was waiting for the last moment. 2 or 3 days earlier, Baba had stopped his morning peregrinations, that is going out and begging rounds, and sat quietly in the masjid. He was conscious till the last and was advised the devotees not to lose heart. He let nobody know the exact time of his departure. Kaka Sahib Dikshit and Sriman Bhuti were dining daily with him in the masjid. That day, that is October 15th, after the aarti, he asked them to go to the residence for dining. Still a few, that is Lakshmibai Shinde, Bhagoji Shinde, Bayaji, Lakshman Bala Shimpi and Nana Sahib Nimorkar remained there. Shama was sitting down on the steps. After giving rupees 9 to Lakshmibai Shinde, Baba said that he did not feel well there in the masjid and that he should be taken to the Dagadi, that is stone wada of Bhuti, where he would be all right. While saying these last words, he leaned on Bhayaji's body and breathed his last. Bhagoji noticed that his breathing had stopped, and he immediately told this to Nana Sahib Nimonkar, who was sitting near. Nana Sahib brought some water and poured it in Baba's mouth. It came out. Then he cried out loudly, O Deva! Baba seemed to open his eyes and say, Ah! In a low tone. But it soon became evident that Baba had left his mortal body for good. The news of Baba's passing away spread like wildfire in the village of Shirdi, and all the people, men, women and children, ran to the masjid and began to mourn this loss in various ways. Some cried out loudly, some wallowed on, and some fell down senseless in the street. Tears ran down from the eyes of all, and everyone was filled with sorrow. Some people started remembering the words of Sai Baba. Somebody said that Maharaj, that is Sai Baba, told his devotees that in time to come he would appear as a lad of 8 years. These are the words of a saint, and hence nobody should take doubt about them, because in Krishna Avatara, Chakrapani, that is Lord Vishnu, performed this very deed. Krishna appeared before Devaki in the prison as a lad of 8 years, who had bright complexion and welded weapons in his forearms. In that incarnation, he, that is Lord Krishna, lightened the burden of the earth. This incarnation of Sai Baba was for the uplift of his devotees. Then, where is the reason for doubt? The ways of saints are really inscrutable. This contact of Sai Baba with his devotees is not only for one generation, but it is there for the last 72 generations. Generating such ties of love, it appears that Maharaj, that is Sai Baba, had gone for tour and the devotees had a firm belief that he will return soon. Then the question arose, how to lay Baba's body to rest? Some Mohammedans said that body should be interred in an open space and a tomb built over it. Even Kushal Chand and Amir Shakar shared this opinion. But Ramachandra Patil, the village officer, said to the villagers with a firm and determined voice, your thought is not acceptable to us. Baba's body should be placed nowhere except in the wada. Thus people were divided on this point and the discussion regarding this went on for 36 hours. On Wednesday morning, Baba appeared to Lakshmana Mama Joshi in his dream and drawing him by his hand said, get up soon. Bapu Sahib thinks that I am dead and so he won't come. You do the worship and the kakad, that is morning arati. Lakshmana Mama was the village astrologer and the maternal uncle of Shama. He was an orthodox Brahmin and daily worshipped Baba first in the morning and then all the village deities. He had full faith in Baba. After the vision, he came with all the puja materials and not minding the protests of the Maulvis, did the puja and the kakad arati with all due formalities and went away. Then at noon, Bapu Sahib Jog came with all others and went through the noon arati ceremony as usual. After paying due respect to Baba's words, the people decided to place his body in the wada and started digging the central portion there. In the evening of Tuesday, the sub-inspector came from Rahata and others turned up from other places and they all agreed to the proposal. Next morning, Amir Bhai came from Mumbai and Mamlatar from Kopargaon. The people seemed divided in their opinion. Some insisted on entering his body in the open field. The Mamlatar therefore took a great general plebiscite and found that the proposal to use the wada secured doubled the number of votes. He however wanted to refer the matter to the collector and Kaka Sahib Dikshit got himself ready to go to Ahmednagar. In the meanwhile, by Baba's inspiration, there was a change in the opinion of the other people and all the people anonymously voted for the proposal. On Wednesday evening, Baba's body was taken in procession and brought to the wada and was interred there with due formalities in the garbha, that is the central portion, reserved for Muralidhar. In fact, Baba became the Muralidhar and the wada became a temple and a holy shrine where so many devotees since then have been going to find rest and peace. All the obsequies of Baba were duly performed by Bala Sahib Bhate and Upasani, a great devotee of Baba. It may be noted here that, as observed by Professor Narke, Baba's body did not get stiff, though it was exposed for 36 hours and that all the limbs were elastic and that his kafni could be taken out without being torn to pieces. Om Shri Sai. Breaking of the brick. Some days before Baba's departure, there occurred an ominous sign foreboding the event. There was in the masjid an old brick on which Baba rested his hand and sat. At night time, he leaned against it and had his asan. This went on for many years. One day during Baba's absence, a boy who was sweeping the floor took it up in his hand and unfortunately it slipped and fell down and got broken into two pieces. When Baba came to know about this, he bemoaned its loss, saying, it is not the brick but my fate that had been broken into pieces. It was my lifelong companion. With it, I always meditated on the self. It was as dear to me as my life. It has left me today. Some may raise here a question. Why should Baba express his sorrow for such an inanimate thing as a brick? To this, Hemant Pant replied that saints incarnate in this world with the express mission of saving the poor, helpless people. And when they embody themselves and act with the people, they act like them. That is, outwardly they laugh, play and cry like all other people, but inwardly they are wide awake to the duties and the mission. Om Shri Sai. 72 hours samadhi. 32 years before this, that is in 1886 AD, Baba made an attempt to cross the border line. On a Margashira Purnima, that is full moon day, Baba suffered from a severe attack of asthma. To get rid of it, Baba decided to take his prana high up and go into samadhi. He said to Bhagat Mahalaspati, "Protect my body for 3 days. If I return, it will be all right. If I do not, bury my body in that open land," pointing to it, "and fixing 2 flags there as a mark." After saying this, Baba fell down at about 10 p.m. His breathing stopped as well as his pulse. It seemed as if his prana left the body. All the people, including the villagers, came there and wanted to hold an inquest and bury the body in the place pointed by Baba. But Mahalaspati prevented this. With Baba's body on his lap, he sat full 3 days guarding it. After 3 days passed, Baba showed signs of life at 3 a.m. His breathing commenced. The abdomen began to move. His eyes opened and stretching his limbs, Baba returned to consciousness, that is, life again. From this and other accounts, let the readers consider whether Sai Baba was the 3.5 cubits body that he occupied for some years, and that he left thereafter, or he was the self inside. The body composed of the 5 elements is perishable and transient, but the self within is the thing, absolute reality, which is immortal and intransient. This pure being, consciousness or Brahma, the ruler and controller of the senses and mind, is Sai. This pervades all things in the universe and there is no space without it. For fulfilling his mission, he assumed the body, and after it was fulfilled, he threw away the body, the finite aspect, and assumed his infinite aspect. Sai ever lives, as also the previous incarnation of God Dattatreya, Sri Narasimha Saraswati of Gangapur. His passing away is only an outward aspect, but in reality he pervades all animate and inanimate things and is the inner controller and ruler. This can be and is even now experienced by many who surrender themselves completely to him and worship him with wholehearted devotion. Though it is not possible for us to see Baba's form now onwards, but if we go to Shirdi, we shall find his beautiful lifelike portrait adoring the masjid. This has been drawn by Shamrao Jaikar, a famous artist and well-known devotee of Baba. To an imaginative and devout spectator, this portrait can give even today the satisfaction of taking Baba's darshan. Though Baba has no gross body now, he lives there and everywhere and will affect the welfare of the devotees even now, as he was doing before when he was embodied. Saints like Baba never die. Though they look like men, they are in reality God Himself. Om Shri Sai. Bapu Saheb jokes sannyas. Hemant Pant closes his chapter with the account of jokes sannyas. Sakaram Hari alias Bapu Saheb Jog was the uncle of the famous Varkari Vishnubhova Jog of Pune. He had no issues. After his retirement from government service, that is, he was a supervisor in the PWD. In 1909 AD, he came and lived in Shirdi with his wife. Both husband and wife loved Baba and spent all their time in worshipping and serving Baba. After Megha's death, Bapu Saheb daily did the aarti ceremony in the masjid and chavdi till Baba's Mahasamadhi. He was also entrusted with the work of reading and explaining Dhyaneshwari and Ekanathi Bhagavat in Sateswada to the audience. After serving for many years, Jog asked Baba, "I have served you so long, my mind is not at calm and composed. How is it that my contact with saints has not improved me? When will you bless me?" Hearing the Bhakta's prayer, Baba replied, "In due time, your bad actions, their fruits or results will be destroyed. Your merits and demerits will be reduced to ashes and I shall consider you blessed. When you will renounce all the attachments, conquer lust and sense of taste and getting rid of all impediments, serve God wholeheartedly and resort to the begging bowl, that is, accept sannyas." After some time, Baba's words came true. His wife predeceased him and he had no other attachment. He became free and accepted sannyasa before his death and realized the goal of his life. Om Shri Sai. Baba's nectar-like words. The kind and merciful Sai Baba said many a time the following sweet words in the masjid. "He who loves me most always sees me. The whole world is desolate to him. Without me, he who tells no stories but mine, he ceaselessly meditates upon me and always chants my name. I feel indebted to him who surrenders himself completely to me. and ever remembers me, I shall repay his debt by giving him salvation, that is, self-realization. I am dependent on him who thinks and hungers after me and who does not eat anything without first offering it to me. He who thus comes to me becomes one with me, just as a river gets to the sea and becomes merged one with it. So, leaving our pride and egoism, and with no trace of them, you should surrender yourself to me, who is seated in your heart. Om Shri Sai. Who is this me? Sai Baba expounded many a time who this me or I is. He said, you need not go far in search of me. Barring your name and form, there exists in you as well as in all beings a sense of being or consciousness of existence. That is myself. Knowing this, you see me inside yourself as well as in all beings. If you practice this, you will realize all persuasiveness and thus attain oneness with me. Hemant Pant therefore requests the readers humbly and lovingly that they should love and respect all gods, saints and devotees. Has not Baba often said, he who carps and cavils at others pierces me in the heart and injures me, but he that suffers and endures pleasures me most. Baba thus pervades all beings and creatures and besets them on all sides. He likes nothing but love to all beings. Such nectar, pure auspicious ambrosia, always flowed from Baba's lips. He therefore concludes, those who lovingly sing Baba's fame and those who hear the same with devotion, both become one with Sai. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.